CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jonzy.
6:03 for a Thursday morning.
Oh, here we are, guys. Look at Rachel. Look at producer Rach. How good does she look?
Hang on a second. I think I've just worked out what day it is today.
You know what day it is today.
Oh, hang on.
Look at you. You look like a 15 today.
Thank you.
Usually a 10, but a 15 today.
Oh, sorry. You said, okay, great.
What?
You meant rating. I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, not like I'm 15.
Oh, no, I meant like out of 10. Yeah, out of 10.
She's got the off the
cut. Shoulder
yeah,
top.
She's got the young looking top
the
on.
The jeans are looking good.
Jacob's in town today,
yeah,
isn't he?
The long distance boyfriend comes into town.
Great.
The amount of prep work, Gaundy, can I say, that goes into a woman when you're about to see someone that you're interested in that you haven't seen in a while. You got to get the tan on. You got to shave everything so you're nice and smooth.
I did that
Trust
with Jamie because we did long distance for a year.
And what did you do?
She always looked great.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were saying I put the tan on, I shaved everything.
I made sure I looked at least a 5 out
Six
of 10.
And a half.
I scrubbed. I had a shower. So
oh,
that
you
was good.
Did? Oh.
Geez, and Rach, you know, you're smiling, you're happy, this is great, you know.
Yeah, can he come back and live here?
Can he just live here so you just sort of...
Yeah. I wish.
Yeah. God. Listen to her giggle.
Let's make it happen.
Stop it.
Like
I can't wait to
kid.
Have some fun tonight.
So he's here tonight for how long?
He flies back on Monday night.
Have you taken tomorrow off work?
Yeah.
Forgot about
I
that.
I would too. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
I
that
forgot
too.
About
what
that.
Are we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mick will be in. Nick Kelly will be
oh,
in for you guys.
Exactly. What are we going to do? No,
got,
I love Nick Kelly.
I've got some mates I can hang out with tomorrow and take tomorrow off if you want. Heading into a long weekend.
Hey, I'll take tomorrow off.
How good's that?
Deal.
All
done.
Right.
No, we're not here tomorrow, guys, unfortunately. We've all decided to take the morning
I think
off.
Our boss Yammo will think differently.
Yeah, I bet he will. Heading into a long weekend, though. How good is that? Got to be happy with that.
Everyone would be loving that.
Get up with Bree and Jonzy.
101.3 CFM.
If you've missed the video online over the last couple of weeks, this cat went missing for 8 years, Bree.
I can't believe this story. I honestly couldn't believe it.
And it returned.
It's not our cat. You're shitting me.
Cats really do have, how many? 9 lives.
9 lives. To return after 8 years is unbelievable. The man that you hear in the video goes by the name of Steve Crosland and he joins us right now. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
We are well, mate.
That's good.
What is going on, Steve?
Well, that's pretty much what I said. as you've probably, you've heard that we have got a phone call on a Thursday night saying that... the animal aid had our cat, so...
So what exactly happened, Steve? So the cat went missing 8 years ago. You were devastated.
We only had her for about 6 months. So we let her out to go out for a bit of a wander and a bit of a play and whatnot, and, she never came back in, and the next...
It's a long play, Steve, 8 years.
it's actually a long time, so... So an old lady had taken her in and... brought it upon herself to own the cat for the next 8 years. So,
and then the old lady actually got put into a nursing home and the cat got taken back to animal aid, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it got and that's when we got the phone call. But
Was the cat microchipped? Is that how it got back to you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when we bought it, we had her microchipped so that, for the obvious reasons, because you have to do that sort of stuff. And she obviously never took it to the vet or anything like that, so... And, she was living 2 doors down from the bowls club where I spend quite a bit of
You're
time.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Look, right. I may have pat her on the way home from there one night and not known because a little bit blurry-eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like, may have been
that,
the case.
Is mate, that my cat?
It all sounds a little bit sus to me. I don't trust cats at the best of times. I mean, 8 years to go missing, I'd be looking sideways at that cat.
She's just plotting world domination.
Yeah, what's going on with this cat?
I actually haven't looked for a zip underneath. It might be another cat with a jacket on top. So I might have to look into that. I'm not sure about that.
I reckon Steve didn't like the cat and he dropped it off to the old lady's house and goes, can you look after
and
this
he's
cat?
He's like, damn it, it's back.
No, it was me that wanted the bloody thing.
It's like a bad penny.
How's the cat settled back in, though, like after 8 years?
It was trying to settle in the other night. And we had camera crews absolutely everywhere and it was... some of those camera crews are a little bit pushy. Like, I've just got this cat I haven't seen for 8 years, and there's one cameraman going, just hold it this way, hold it up, hold it, do this, do that. And I said to him as a joke, and I think he might have taken me serious. So I said, do you want me to give it a couple of Valiums and we'll pop it in front of the fire and smoke a cigarette for you? And he's given me this look like, you're not serious, are you, mate?
Oh,
but yeah, just with that many cameras and that sort of, it's starting to slow down now and settle in. So it's, yeah, it's getting there, that's for sure.
It's that weird of a story as it is. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if you went down that road just for the shot, just to get the right shot.
I don't think so.
Are you going to let it out to play anytime soon, or are you going to keep it on lockdown in the house?
No, I'm thinking about buying some cable ties and just tying it to something, so,
Well, don't do that.
I wouldn't do that, but no, it's definitely not going outside ever again.
I'm glad you chucked that little bit at the end there. We'll have the animal activist calling us, mate, going, what's he doing? Hey, in a world of negative stories at the moment, it's one of the good ones of 2017, so, mate.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Enjoy that little family reunion.
Thank you very much.
Steve.
Okay, no worries, guys.
Cross
See you, Steve.
Never would have thought he'd be on TV or radio.
I know.
For a missing cat
what
after
are the
8 years.
Odds? That is crazy.
Well, we can test it. Let a cat run free. And
okay. Do we want to do that, guys?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
It's time, Bree. She's the only time you stand all week is when you take on the people for this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
All right, if you've never heard this game before, it's as simple as it gets.
I own this game, that's all you need to know.
And Bree is very good at the game. Movie bios, I've got them for you. I read them out. First one to buzz in and guess the movie wins. Simple radio, guys.
Nice and easy.
No need to get too carried away with over-the-top ideas. Gary's in North Avoca. Morning, Gaz.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, mate. I've predicted a clean sweep here this week, so it starts with you.
I'm going to take you down first, Gary, and then start on the rest.
Good luck with that, Bree.
Ooh, do you know your movies?
I do know my movies. I've been going exceptionally well lately, too.
Oh, no. Right, I'm nervous.
Here we go.
Okay.
Movie buyer. In South Boston, the state police force is waging war on Irish-American organised crime. Young undercover cop Billy is assigned to infiltrate the mob syndicate by gangland chief Frank Costello.
Bree? Is it... This is a guess. Is it The Good Guys?
The Good Guys? Incorrect, which means you get a free guess at this, Gaz.
I don't know it, but I'm on the track.
Take a guess, mate. You can't lose. Just take a guess.
The Shining?
The Shining is incorrect. We move on. We keep going.
That movie's terrifying.
While Billy quickly gains Costello's confidence, Colin Sullivan, a hardened young criminal who has infiltrated the state police as an informer for the syndicate, is rising to position of power in the Special Investigations Unit. Each man becomes deeply consumed by their double lives, gathering information about the plans and counterplans of the operations.
Bree. Oh, there's going to be a guest too. Is it The Departed?
The Departed is correct. She's got it.
Yes, get in there, Gary.
Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's a great movie. Gaz.
Oh, feels good. Good game, Gary.
See you, mate. Let's go to Chris in Woy Woy, my side of town. Come on, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Come on, mate.
Bring your best, Chris.
If Bree gets this, wins the day because it is best of three, so you need to keep the people in the game.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Do it for the people.
Scientist Will Rodman works for major pharmaceutical firm trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. The most recent version of his experiments...
I think Chris buzzed in.
Yes, Chris.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
He's done it!
Whatever, Chris.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I was watching that on Foxtel last night.
Nicely done, Chris.
James Franco. What gave that away for you?
The Alzheimer's thing.
Right. Oh, see.
Where was I on that? I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
Oh, such a good movie.
Chris, we're going to hook you up with something whole
time.
Usually,
I'm not annoyed because I haven't seen the film. But
that's a good one.
Oh, but I really like that movie.
That's one of the good remakes, too, because a lot of remakes aren't great. But
that's a really good one.
Yeah, with James Franco. Let's go to Tom.
I need this bad.
In Gosford. This is it, Tom.
Morning.
Morning, mate.
No
if you
pressure.
Win this, the people win this morning. Best of three. Here comes the bio. Here we go. Pongo is a male Dalmatian living in London with his master.
Bree?
Straight in.
Is it 101 Dalmatians? Oh, my God.
Sometimes
is it?
Simple can get you over the line, and she's done it.
Yes!
101 Dalmatians, the key word being Dalmatian.
The key word for me was Pongo.
Pongo.
I remembered that dog's name.
Okay.
Straight
Pongo.
Away.
That is a movie I put on for my dog Patch when I went out of the house the other day.
My mum used to call me Cruella, so...
Oh, really?
She said I was the devil child.
Movie bio guessing game again awarded to Bree versus the people. She's won best of three this morning. Well done.
Yes, I'm loving every second.
And we've got Chris who's picked up the tickets to see Transformers Event Cinemas at Tugger, our preview screening. You can join Cinebuzz, earn free movies only at Event Cinemas in Tugger. Well done,
Strike
Bree.
Strike again.
Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Sometimes you have a good idea and then you think about it a bit more and you think, is this a good idea?
You know it's important to remember in those situations?
Yeah.
Just push through with the idea anyway.
Just do it anyway.
Decide after the fact.
Regrets are a good thing. Regrets mean life lessons.
And a good story to tell.
Exactly.
I mean, some of the stuff we get paid to do is just absolutely ridiculous. But our boss, Yammo, who we love to stitch up on this show.
He's a character on the show, Boss Man Yammo.
We've given out his mobile number before on this show.
If you have that number, call it right now. Send him a text if you've still got that number.
We said we wouldn't give it out again, but if you've already got it, feel free to call. What else have we done to Yammo? We spray painted his office and let him know we're back from holidays. Freshly painted, that was.
Tipped slime on him.
Yeah, see, this is just the fun we have. It's a very one-sided relationship.
I nunchucked his freshly painted office, put dints in the wall.
With illegal nunchucks, yeah, that you still haven't got rid of.
They nearly got confiscated.
Here's the thing. In the office, he's on a video conference call to our big boss, Mickey.
He made a big deal out of it. He said, guys, you need to get out of the room. Mickey, he's calling through on the video cam. You need to get out.
Yeah, get out. He was taking it real seriously. And we thought, oh, we need to capitalize on this. What can we do? So we thought, all right, video conference call, him, his big boss, very serious. Let's do a nudie run through the office on the video conference call.
You should take your kid off. Run in there, Gaundy, and just start doing the YMCA.
Oh, great idea.
Just to let Mickey know that we're really cracking down and getting serious about the show.
Yeah. He's been challenging us to do things that make us feel uncomfortable. So,
like this, we're talking the big dogs.
Yeah.
Like Mickey is the big boss.
Mm.
Like he's a big deal here.
And so video's at our Facebook page right now if you want to see it. But I do apologise for my rig in advance. I'm working on it as we speak. But this is the moment we busted into the conference call doing the nudie run.
Oh, no. I'm so nervous.
Conference call here.
You got to get the YMCA in, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Oh, it's fun to stay in the YMCA. It's fun to stay in the YMCA.
You said to challenge ourselves. Round the table. You got to do round the table.
There's cheers.
Unbelievable.
Hey,
HR. No.
HR.
No.
No. All right, I'm out. Get out. Get out!
You're welcome! See you later! Bye!
I think that went well.
I think it went quite well, actually.
Pay rise.
I think he enjoyed it more than what he should have.
Heart racing again.
You've got a rash. A nervous rash.
How was Yammo's laugh?
I'm going to kill you later. You don't hear Mickey in that audio because literally he's just got his eyes covered and shaking his head, just going, what is going on?
He liked it. He's been texting me for private shows since.
Oh, of course he has.
Get the video now on our Facebook page.
you're welcome.
Enjoy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Display Power Group. Power up your business branding and see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/gearshow. CFM's Best of the Coast.
Here's the thing we keep forgetting to mention, Bree, is that there's a $2,500 business account up for grabs.
Yeah, so every business that wins, that gets a Best of the Coast, goes into the draw.
Yeah, exactly. So one of these winners will get this $2,500
exactly
account.
Exactly right.
So, you know, this is big deal for businesses on the Central Coast, and today
the biggest prize, though, is being crowned.
Oh, exactly.
And having that title for a whole year.
And people have been, you know, listening to CFM, voting for their favourite. And we can honestly say the votes are in their thousands.
Thousands of votes have come through, which is awesome to see for local business.
Today, best burger.
This is a big one.
I love how seriously we take this.
Everyone.
Best burger on the coast.
Loves a burger.
Give us the top five, which you've done.
Here we go. Top five for best burger on the coast. We've got Grilled at Tugra.
Do love me some Grilled.
They're in the mix. Jackie's Tuck Shop, which won in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Chop and Grind in Terrigal, one of my personal favourites.
Good old Chop and Grind.
EB Burgers at Edelong.
There it is. There's the one my mate mentioned, yep.
And, of course, the famous Wombi Whopper in Wombril.
Okay. That's a good, that is a solid top five, I've got to say.
Very solid. And let's just say it's fairly close.
All right, the burger shops will be on standby right now to find out if they've won.
They'll be getting ready to sizzle up some of these burgers.
Let's do this. Best burger on the coast.
Best burger.
2017. Best burger for CFM's Best of the Coast is Chop and Grind in Terrigal.
Oh, the Chop and Grind.
Yeah. I love that place.
They do some solid burgers, don't they? And the guy that works there, legend.
The
I don't
guy
know
who
name,
owns it,
yeah,
Scott.
Scott, is
he's
that
a great guy. He probably doesn't know who I am, but I always talk to him.
Good morning, Brie. I do know you.
You do? Okay, good. Just checking, because I am down there quite a lot eating at your establishment.
I know.
Look, when someone comes in and gets a burger a day, you're going to know that person.
Oh,
so.
Come on. That's a bit rough. I would
be
there.
Because they're all healthy, too.
Well, that's the thing. Mate, congratulations. Well, best burger on the coast.
Thank you very much. Best day ever.
That's great, mate.
It's really a testament to you and your business, Scott, because you're always so... you're so lovely to everyone that comes in there. You have a chat to everyone that's there, and the food's great as well. So well done.
Oh, thank you.
Mate.
Thank you very much. I mean, I'd like to thank everyone who voted also, plus our staff. They're amazing. Like, they're really, really...
You do have great staff.
Couldn't do it without them.
And I'll be in tonight to try those burgers.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
I've had the chicken burger there. I think it's the southern chicken burger.
Oh, hot chick.
Oh,
you like hot chick?
Oh, unbelievable.
The chili fries is good. Also, the mac and cheese there. Actually, I could go on for days.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Ace of Base with the sign. It's our old school birthday banger this morning. Just gone 7:44 here at CFM. Gave away tickets to Transformers as well. It's our preview screening at Event Cinemas in Tugra. And you can join Cinebuzz and you can earn free movies only at Event Cinemas in Tugra.
That was for Alison's birthday, which was back in 1994 on the 25th of March. Alison's still on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
We just found out your son Jason is 11 years old tomorrow.
Yes, this is true, and he is the coolest kid out there.
Oh,
and
happy.
He deserves happy birthday, Jason. Love your mummy. Have an awesome day tomorrow.
Well, if you were trying to embarrass Jason, you've done just, very well, Alison.
You've just made him the uncoolest kid in school.
He loves you guys.
Oh, well, thanks, big happy birthday to Jason. Hopefully he has a big one tomorrow.
He would be the youngest Jason I know. I wouldn't know too many 11-year-old Jasons.
No, well, he had to have the same initial as his dad, JDH.
Okay.
John Douglas Haig, and he has to be Jason Dylan Haig. So that was Daddy's choice, and we love it. It suits him perfect.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, my second name is after my dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what's your second name again?
Stephanie.
After himself, after Big Steve.
After Big Steve. I said, oh, that's a bit...
I'm yet to be a parent.
Bit self-absorbed,
yeah, it's
Dad.
A bit self-indulgent, isn't it, Alison? I mean, I'm yet to have kids. I guess when you have kids, you want a little piece of you to live on when you
I'm going to name my
die.
Kids after my favourite food, garlic bread.
Yes, garlic bread Thomas.
It's going to be garlic first name, bread second name.
If only you could.
Yeah, I'm not going to be allowed to have children after that.
My dad wanted to call me Wheresy. For real. Wheresy Gaund.
Because your last name's Gaund.
So when the teachers yelled, you know, did the roll call, and I went, Wheresy Gaund? And then I wouldn't be there. Classic.
Your dad, Big Kev's hilarious.
Well, at least he didn't name me after himself.
Yeah, that's like, true. Like, and then my Mama Di, named my brother.
After her?
After her.
So Di.
Yeah, so Diane, and they named him Aiden Dion.
Oh, poor guy.
And he hates it. He hates that name. Oh, he might be listening right now.
Oh,
no, he's not listening.
You never stood a chance from the get-go, Aiden, so anything's a bonus from here, mate.
Poor guy.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Can you just give me the date check? Give me a date check.
Just quickly. Is Thursday the 8th of June.
Can you please read the date on this milk that's been in the fridge that I've been drinking this morning?
The 2nd of June.
I wondered why
2016, that's just, it's not even milk, it's just clumps.
I wondered why my tea tasted funky this morning. Did you drink that in the fridge?
No, I didn't. I avoided it. And it's not even like a good brand. It's like some home brand version.
I drank my tea and went, oh, that's a bit different. I went, not bad, but different. And then I went back to have another one just then. And that is a week old, that milk.
That's not all right.
That's a week old.
Can we get a pen and just write a different number?
No, we can't put it back in the fridge. Although I would like other people to suffer.
I was just going to say, why should you be the only one to suffer?
Like I have this morning. So if there's any...
Oh, that's off.
If there's any weirdness in the studio today from my stomach, you know what's up.
Well, you won't be in the studio. You'll be somewhere else.
You know what's up. Hey, it's lucky I'm not doing the food eating thing, right? I'm not the one that's going to take on this watermelon challenge. Which, to be fair, actually isn't even eating. It's crushing the whole watermelon between your legs.
Still involves food.
It does involve food.
Food wastage.
Which, and I'm your coach in this, I'm here to get you over the line. And it's not all about, if you've seen the movie The Karate Kid, which this song is from, it's not all about focusing on the art of getting yourself to the final point. It's all the little mental things along the way.
I feel like I wanted the commando and I got Michelle.
Are you saying I'm Michelle? I'm more Shannon Ponton, mate.
Yeah, which is even worse. I want the commando.
I'm the forgotten one here, all right? Now, there's been a little video. It's funny we just played Ed Sheeran, but there's a video of Ed Sheeran. He's on carpool karaoke with James Corden.
I did see that. I haven't watched it yet.
And we're all about the food challenges here. We've done them along the way. You've done. You've eaten the grapes.
That's right. How many grapes I could...
How many 40, grapes?
No, 39.
39 grapes.
Couldn't get to 40.
Have a listen to Ed Sheeran pumping Maltesers into his mouth. He gets up around 55.
What?
Have a listen.
Is it true that you can fit 47 Maltesers in your mouth? Yes. So, oddly, just... It just so happens...
We're going to have to pull up and I'm going to chuck up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
You reckon you can do this?
Yep.
Oh. Oh my God, I'm gonna fire up. How are you doing this? How are you doing this? How many jumps? Hi, it's me. 55.
He goes on to do 55 Maltesers, Bree. Ed Sheeran in the house.
What is wrong with him?
55 Maltesers.
Actually, I'm sitting here saying that. I put 40 grapes in my mouth.
But this is what I'm saying, Bree. It's all about the journey to getting to where you need to be. And on Friday, we're going to do this watermelon. This is a mental game.
I know it is. That's for real.
Rach.
Oh, God.
Bust out the Maltesers.
Oh, God. Are you joking?
No, let's do this.
Oh, that milk sitting there is making me feel ill already.
Come on. Even if you don't get to 55, I just want to see how close you can get.
Oh, God.
Okay, and early in the morning.
Oh, I can't wait to do this. Here we go.
It's chocolate. All girls love chocolate.
Yeah, all right. Can you get a bin ready, producer?
There's a bin just there, mate.
Okay, all right, here we go.
And there's some off milk just there, too.
I'll wash it down with that.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, with one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm going to say 20. 13, 14.
I'm struggling.
What are you even up to? 16? 17?
How is he going 55?
I don't know. 55? Don't choke yourself.
I won't.
We had to get a legal check on the on the last ones. On the grapes that you did.
Yeah, I've been counting.
Yeah, what's that, 20?
28.
28. Oh, you're really going for it. Oh, maybe he did crunch the Maltesers. Your face kind of looks a bit baboonish.
Oh, that was a big one.
Rach is filming this right now. Are you out at that? 28?
Well, I've got more.
Are you going to go to 30?
Uh-huh.
29. I think that's... Is that
what?
Your limit?
No.
30. You've really embraced it.
Uh-huh.
31.
35.
You look like a monkey. I'll cap you there. Should we? Are you going to go any more? Is that it? All right. All right. You've done well. Second best around. Ed Sheeran beat you in that one. out of date milk.
Oh, that milk is definitely off.
All right, so that's another failed challenge as we get closer to this watermelon thing. But...
Well, you're not making me feel good. You're meant to pump me up.
No, I'm...
Oh, these are delicious.
Now that you don't have to jam them in your face.
Oh, how many did I get to, you reckon?
I reckon 34.
35, something like
we'll
that.
We'll call it 48.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
So I was at breakfast the other morning, a couple of days ago, with someone who works here, actually. I'm not going to name who it is, and don't ask me to name them, because just wait till you hear the story.
You know I'm going to ask you to name him.
I'll tell you later. It doesn't matter.
Can I guess?
No.
Okay.
Anyway. I was at breakfast with someone who works here, and they receive a text message. The look on their face was pure shock. And I was like, what does the text say? Like, it must be bad. They read out the text. It said, person's name. My chlamydia test is positive. I'm sending an anonymous SMS as I'm concerned you may be at risk. Please get a test. See at www.letthemknow.org.au. Anyway, so the text was from...
Loopy Laz?
Stop incriminating
well, no,
people,
I'm not,
and
I'm
it's not Loopy
I'm
Laz.
I'm asking.
It's not Loopy Laz.
Gabby from Arvo.
No, it's
all right,
not
I'm just asking, mate.
Anyway, so the text was from a random number, anonymous number. Anyway, we went to this website, and it's called letthemknow.org.au. And essentially this website... is a place where you can go, and if you've gotten a test back from an STD or something, an STI,
right.
You can then send people you may have been intimate with in the last however long.
Who's doing
anonymous
that?
Text messages to let them know.
Anonymous text messages. I just had an idea.
What?
You send one, right, with the same setup.
Yes.
As if it's from that anonymous thing.
Yes.
To someone in your phone.
Well, that's... I was going to send it to you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was going to send it to Yammo, our boss.
From your phone or from someone else's
phone?
No, from
this
website.
That website.
Okay,
so from the website.
Yeah,
but it's great. Actually, I went on there and I was like, oh, I've got the best idea. Yeah. It's going to be hilarious. I'm going to send it to Gaundy. And then this is the warning that comes up on the page. Warning, please use this service for legitimate purposes and consider implications to the recipient. Under Australian law, the use of telecommunication services to menace or harass is a criminal offence.
That's illegal.
So then... this person that I was at breakfast with.
When has that ever stopped you, Brie?
Ain't that the truth?
Come on, just go.
Because then it was interesting because the person I was at breakfast with was obviously like, oh, you go, oh, it's a joke.
He. Oh, I just heard the word he. It's a he.
He was like, oh, it's a joke. He goes, oh, obviously someone's messing with me. It's a joke. And then when we went to the website and saw this warning, I was like, I don't know if it's a joke. It's like, have you been checked?
Is it Patty from 2GO? Don't say yes just for a laugh, the poor guy.
No, it's not Patty from 2GO.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Something that's become apparent in Australia over the, especially the last 5 years, is the increase of people using the drug crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually tripled in numbers over the past 5 years. A new study published in the Medical Journal of Australia shows that there are now 268,000 regular and dependent methamphetamine users in the country, which is scary numbers, isn't it?
It's a big number.
Luke Williams is the Australian author of the book The Ice Age, A Journey into Crystal Meth Addiction, where he was researching the allure, popularity and addiction to crystal meth in this country when the worst possible thing happened. He became addicted himself and he joins us right now. Morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Hello, mate. Now, this book has been out for a year or so now. How's it been? How's the reception of the book been? Is it what you set out to be?
Yes, I think that I've got the message out there, and people are understanding through other means as well that the types of amphetamines that people are using now has changed over the last 5 years, and the reason for that is because global drug markets have changed and China has gone crazy with its manufacturing of crystallized meth. Beforehand, we had powdered methamphetamine as our main drug we were using in that class. Now we've got crystallized meth.
Luke, the book is a super gripping, very confronting read. What made you want to write something like this?
Because I guess it was trying to turn something that had been a problem in my life into a positive and trying to give it, turn it into a career edge for me. When it's something that has disadvantaged me so much. So
what's your history with the, like, using illicit drugs?
Very long history. Since I had my first acid trip on my 17th birthday, I really, really took to drugs. I really, really enjoyed them, and I took them all the time, and I had that became drug addiction, and I went into rehab, and then it became a way of celebrating, it became a way of dealing with difficult times. And so about half my adult life in the end was totally wasted, escaping from reality.
So when you started writing the book, were you using then, or were you clean at the time?
I was using occasionally. So I'd gone into rehab in 2008, and I started writing the book in 2014.
Okay.
And I was just looking at writing a book about life in an in and out of suburb, and life among working class people, and life among the underclass, and drugs would be a part of that. And so with that group of people who I'd known before, I was using drugs with them on the weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that would really interfere in my life all that much, because I'd been taking powdered meth with them, but
okay,
I didn't understand the difference at the time. And then I started using drugs as I had been. I hadn't seen them in a while, and the first couple of times I started using it, because I was using it intravenously with a needle, I hadn't done that in a long time. I went, wow, this is amazing. I was awake for days on end and getting a lot of work done. I didn't know, it was just meth to me. I didn't understand that the meth we'd been taking years ago was powdered meth, and this is now crystallized meth, which is up to 10 times as strong. So I started having all these hallucinations and all these experiences. From the outset, it made me psychotic.
Yeah.
And I just started using it more and more and more.
And this was in the midst of writing this book, right, Luke?
Well, early on, because, you know, there's two types of psychosis. One is hallucinations, and the other one is delusions. And I get delusions, and I got delusions of grandeur. So I ditched the book because I started believing that I was writing a sci-fi novel, and then that became, I'm going to become a rapper, and I'm getting sent telepathic messages from these people I knew who are musicians in London, and come and join their their group and I was going to become famous and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting to Luke Williams, the author of The Ice Age, A Journey into Crystal Meth Addiction. What was the breaking point for you, mate? I mean, it's some pretty heavy-duty stuff that you mentioned there. What was the point where you just went, well, I need to get out of this? I mean, you must get addicted to that feeling and it must be hard to see that light to get out.
It is, and I got addicted to the fantasy world. And I think that's one thing that people need to understand about the potential lure of the drug is that it's not just the great feeling that you're on it, but it's the fact that you lose touch with reality. And that idea of you being this great thing is very hard to let go of, particularly if your actual life on the outside is bare and you're not actually achieving anything. You just want to keep on going back into these fantasy worlds.
Luke, do you think that's the appeal to the youth in Australia today, using crystallised meth because it takes them to a place where they can just escape? Is that the appeal and why it's such a problem within the youth of today?
I think it's that, and I think it's also the fact that we live in a bit of a self-esteem society where you have a... There's a belief that you can get anything you want, you will get everything you want, you will achieve everything just by having a bit of confidence. And that's what the drug gives you. Even though you haven't actually achieved anything, you still get this feeling of being a superior person and a high-achieving person. And eventually I kicked out of where I was staying. I had no money. And I started sleeping outside, and during that time I just had enough time that the drug wore off and I came to my mind enough to realise that I'd actually gone psychotic.
There's no doubt some adult themes to this chat, but there's more with Luke Williams next on the show for his book.
The Ice Age.
His bestseller book.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Now, adult themes to this chat.
Very adult themes, but, you know, it's a massive problem in our country, and especially in the last 5 years, which the users of crystal meth, or ice as it's commonly known, has tripled over the last 5 years, which is scary.
And Luke Williams is on our show right now. He's written a book called The Ice Age.
A Journey into Crystal Meth Addiction, where he actually became addicted to the drug himself whilst he was writing the book.
And we're not making light of this topic at all, you know. We're trying to raise awareness.
Exactly.
And how you can come out the other side and make better for yourself.
There's a lot of links with crystal meth and violence. What do you think? When you were on the drug, were you violent? Was there any point whilst you were using the drug where you thought that you could have actually really hurt someone?
Oh, definitely. I definitely felt a sense of bloodlust and that I wanted to show the people I was hanging around with that I was a tough guy, and mm-hmm. that it definitely does that. Definitely makes you more violent.
I read somewhere, Luke, about a time where you said you were thinking about a crossbow and shooting one of your mates with a crossbow.
Yeah, there was a guy who I just met him, and he was a big guy, and he obviously he was well built, and he had. He was a labourer, and he was trying to tell me how to use equipment in the gym, and he was wrong in what he was saying. He had no idea. It's just that he was muscly because he had good genes and mm-hmm. he worked a physical job, and it made me so annoyed that I spent hours in the gym rehearsing a scene where he was an ogre, I was an handsome prince. It was like a medieval time. With bells and trumpets going off, and everybody's gathered around for our duel, and he's got a sword, and I pull out a crossbow by surprise and shoot him bang right in the testicles, and just leave him there writhing in pain, and everybody's oohing and aahing, and I just played it on repeat over and over and over again.
Sounds like an exhausting drug, coming up with all these stories and playing them over and over in your head.
Well, it gives you so much energy, and, you know, because you've got that short-term memory loss, I would have this great feeling in my head that I'd mapped out my future, and then I was replaying this idea that I'd be on stage and everybody would be proven wrong about me, and everyone would be sorry for how they treated me badly. And then somebody would come up to me and say, you know, you've, you've been walking from one end of the kitchen to the other for about 14 hours now.
Jesus.
If there is someone listening right now, Luke, that may be struggling with the use of ice or other drugs or maybe thinking about, you know, maybe potentially going down that road, what would you say to that person?
There is a way out. You can stop if you want to. Remember that the downhill path on ice is different to what it looks like in the adverts, and it probably won't involve psychosis and violence.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are psychotic, you won't realise it, even if you're just a little bit psychotic. The biggest risk is with depression and anxiety. There's a very, very good chance that if you take the drug that's making you depressed and anxious, or at least more depressed and more anxious than what you were before you were taking it, and that's hard to notice when you're in the midst of it. So there is a way to stop. There are helplines in each state. There is free drug counselling. Most people don't need to go to drug rehab to quit. But if you really, really, really want to stop, and you have to, it can't be for anyone else, it has to be for yourself. You really, 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 really want to stop, you can. You really can.
How are you feeling about it these days, Luke? Do you still struggle with it daily? Because you hear of people who get clean, but they still, you know, it's hard to control even years
later.
Something
that goes through their whole life.
Yeah, I've moved on. I mean, I've taken every drug there is to take, and it's a huge chunk of my life gone now. And any benefits I got from any drugs is well and truly spent. And so I just don't take any drug at all now. I don't take nothing. I don't even drink alcohol. So I've really moved on from that, and I'm realised that I've got an addictive personality. So I've just tried to channel it into my work now. So I'm working 12, 14 hours a day, and I live overseas, so I can afford to write full time. And I just am addicted to my work, and I couldn't imagine having a day away from it. I just think it would be such a waste, and then to spend the next 3 or 4 days coming down off the drug when I could be sitting there writing and doing what I love, it just seems like such a waste of time.
Sounds like you've channeled that energy of obviously an addictive personality into something really positive, which is a great message to people listening right now.
Oh, that's good. I hope people see that things that might work against them in their personality, they can actually make them work for them, no matter how weird or wacky that they are. And it's the same with
100%.
I had so many drug-induced psychosis, and I realise now that that's just imagination, and there's creativity in that, and I can channel that without believing that stuff is actually real.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you'd like to read more about it, the book is The Ice Age, A Journey into Crystal Meth Addiction by Luke Williams. High on life these days, mate. It's good to hear. Luke Williams, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thanks for the nice words. I really, really appreciate that.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.